James Reynolds has won cash and prizes totaling $29,700. Today, one of our contestants could win a dining room, a Rockwell lithograph, a diamond ring, or a cruise to the Mexican Riviera, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Camaro, and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Save of the Century. And now, the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Nice to have you here. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. And let's welcome back a fine champion. This is James Reynolds. Hi, James.
Hi, Jim.
Three wins, almost $30,000 in cash and prize. Now, Greg was complimenting you on your tie on the last show. What were you saying about your ties?
Well, I'd said that being from a family with seven brothers and sisters, I received about that many ties for Christmas this past year.
How did you manage ties from everybody?
Well, I have a new job in the business world. Oh. I'd been a teacher before, and they thought it was time for me to upgrade my wardrobe a bit.
Now you are a dressed-up person.
Give me a great chance to let them see how much I really like them all, too.
Okay. Nice to have you back, James.
Thank you.
Good luck again today. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, you enjoy the real world when you're wearing ties all the time.
You've got a good one on there,
too. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Who'd you bring us?
She keeps things all in the family from Visalia, California. Big hello to Kendall Devaney.
Hello there, Kendall.
And he goes to bat for his son from Crossville, Tennessee. Let's hear it for John Simmons.
Hi there, John. Hey, little Anderson Bartis. Thank you, ma'am. John, you flew in from Tennessee to join us, I understand.
Yes, sir.
Nice to have you here. What's this about going to bat for your son?
Well, I'm involved with youth baseball in my hometown, and I have a 13-year-old son who just happens to be probably the world's all-time greatest 13-year-old baseball player.
Just that's all right.
So my big goal in life is just for him to continue his progress and for me to be his manager someday. And
well, that would be a lot of fun. Could you bench your son, though, if he wasn't hitting?
No, I think I'd rather be his agent than his manager.
Nice to have you here, John. Sounds like
you're
a proud papa. That's nice. Kendall, what's this about keeping things all in the family?
Well, I really, really liked my sister's husband, so I asked her to clone him. And since she didn't have the technology to do that, she did the next best thing, introduced me to his brother, whom I fell in love with at first sight and married.
Oh, well, you were very firm in what you wanted then.
Absolutely.
Right? Nice to have you here, Kendall. Nice couple of interesting stories to get you comfortable. $20 will get you started. And this question. On what tropical TV island would you be vacationing, Kendall?
Gilligan's.
When you arrived, you heard someone shouting, "Deplane, Gilligan, Deplane!" No, that's Fantasy Island. Quick buzzer cost you $5, Kendall. Sorry about that. Down to 15. In the swimming pool game, what do you reply when someone yells Marco? James.
Holo.
Holo is right. $5 on the plus side for James, who goes to 25. Every year, what do millions of Americans file on April 15th? James.
Their income tax.
You got it. You got another 5 and up to 30. What religious rodent is mentioned in the expression poor as a church? John.
Mouse.
Mouse is right. John gets his first 5. Goes to 25. According to Amy Vanderbilt, on what side of your dinner plate should you find your butter knife? Kendall.
On the left.
No, the knife, it's on the right. on your right. I'm sorry about that, Kendall. You were looking at your husband there and you missed where the knife was. You lose 5 down to 10. It's time for an instant bargain, though, and James has got the lead. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. James, a one-question lead. It's a slender lead, but a one-question lead does give you the opportunity to buy all of these.
James, add these to your recipe for kitchen comforts. 7 kitchen products: a juicer, food slicer, stand mixer, timer, scale, coffee mill, and Krupp's renowned Brewmaster electric drip coffee maker. Furnished by Krupp's, and it's normally priced at $358. But today on Sale of the Century, the year's for only $5.
Oh, a lot of nice things. $358, beautiful. You do any cooking out there in Malibu where you live?
I'd love to learn.
You'd love to learn,
I'd love
James.
To learn.
Is that
give
a hint,
me the incentive
you think?
I need.
All right. These items would help you, and if you want to learn, I'll give you $200 for lessons. Cost you $5, you'd be in a tie with John. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Didn't want to buy, didn't want to learn that much, huh? Hanging on to the $5 lead. Such classic cartoon series as Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound were created by, John?
Hanna-Barbera.
You got it. Yes, I only needed one. You gave me both. Well done. You tied James. You just robbed a bank, and the police put out an APB. James?
All points bulletin.
That's what it is. Champion bounces back into the lead by a question. Complete this famous quote. There's not to reason why. There, James?
But to do or die.
Or do and die. Either one acceptable. And James with a $10 lead. You're right. Talking about $10, there is a $10 money card going on the board as we play the fame game. We're playing for control of that board. A lot of information about a famous person. I was born in Detroit, Michigan in 1928, became an actor, and appeared on Broadway and television. When I entered films in 1957, I co-starred with Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's. James.
George Peppard.
Yes, indeed. You didn't need those TV series. You got it. George Peppard it is. Where's the $10 money card from?
Behind the tree.
And with those flashing lights, if you can stop the lights on the $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck, James.
Okay, you know I want the 10.
Oh, it just went by it, I can see, and you landed on 4 and get...
A trash compactor. A KitchenAid trash compactor helps unclutter your kitchen. Features exclusive litter bin and charcoal filter odor control, furnished by KitchenAid.
Over $500 prize, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Champion's got a $10 lead. Back to the match right after this. Champion James in the lead at 40, John at 30, Kendall at 10. Don't get discouraged, Kendall. Got a long way to go. Back with this. What edible fungus comes in the following varieties? Horse, puffball, James?
Mushrooms.
And parasol. They're all mushrooms. You're right, James. Good job on that. Lead at 45. From the musical South Pacific, on what kind of evening might you, James?
Some enchanted evening.
Yeah, that's when you see a stranger across a crowded room. Yes, and James goes to 50. What do we call the travel document that identifies the holder, James?
Visa.
As a citizen of a specific country, passport or visa, either one is acceptable, yes. And you go to 55. Normal is passport, but visa is acceptable. When a bank teller gives you a standard roll of quarters, how much money? Kendall.
$25.
No, $10, Kendall. You lose 5. I'm sorry about that. You get $10 in a standard roll. Instant bargain times. James, you've stretched out your lead a little bit. Got a $25 lead over John and the opportunity to buy this.
James, raise a toast to your decor at Typhoon International's Fire Island Bar. It's designed and built for versatility and beauty out of steel and natural wicker. A look that will stand out at any gathering. Furnished by Typhoon International. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, that's pretty fancy. That is nice. I've never seen that. A wicker bar. A wicker bar, James. Doesn't take up a lot of room. Could use it at your place. Single gentleman. Oh, entertaining.
I'm thinking.
$800. Cost you 10. It would cut your lead to 15. But if you would do that, I'd bump it up to a $1,000 bargain by giving you $200 to put some nice things in there. $1,000 bargain for 10 bucks. Going once. Going twice. Yeah, he's going to buy that. He knows what he likes. He likes that car and the cash. And $1,000 worth of nice things for just $10. We knock off your score. $15 lead over John. What kind of creatures come in varieties called cottonmouth, copperhead, James?
Snakes.
They are snakes, and you get 5 of the 10 right back. His $2 million collection of jewelry earned this colorful financier the nickname Giant Diamond Jim. James?
Jim Brady.
That's right. Diamond Jim Brady it is, and you got the whole $10 back. At some points, it is so wide you can't see all the way across this South American's largest river. Name it. John?
The Amazon.
Amazon is right. John the 35. Yes. What name do we give to a natural hot spring that erupts periodically? Kendall.
Geyser.
Geyser is right. Kendall goes back on. All right. Got 5 on the plus side again. Back to 10. This early American statesman and diplomat is well known for his inventions, such as the lightning rod. James?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin is right. James hits the $60 mark. Yes. Yes, indeed. And talking about diplomats, I love Robert Frost's comment. He said, a diplomat is a man who always remembers his woman's birthday, but never remembers her age. We'll be right back. Our champion James Reynolds hangs on to the lead. He's at $60. John in second place at 35. Kendall's had a little trouble getting on track, but maybe she'll get started now, and we do have a way to go, Kendall. We're going to add another money card on the board. Fame game and a famous thing. I am a musical instrument that was developed from a guitar brought to my country by the Portuguese. My music is normally written in chord symbols, which indicate finger positions, so that you need not know music to play me. My name means leaping flea in Hawaiian. I have four strings. Kendall.
Ukulele.
Ukulele is right, and Kendall gets control of that board. Where's the other money card, Summer?
Behind the six.
You got two of them up there now, Kendall, and some nice prizes as well, locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Okay, come on, 15. Come on, 15.
Landed on number two. I hope it's something nice.
It's a knife set, an assortment of connoisseur knives. Designed for easy chopping and slicing, a kitchen block set, steak knives, and carving set. Furnished by Cole Silver Company.
They are very nice. That's $341 worth. Very fancy knives you will enjoy.
Wonderful.
And they're yours to keep, again, no matter how you finish in the game. So let's get back now with this for all three. From the Latin meaning support, this word describes regular payments from one spouse to another. John?
Alimony.
After divorce, alimony it is. John hits the $40 mark. Name the stonewalling Watergate defendant whose autobiography is titled Will. James.
G. Gordon Liddy.
You got it. You got the whole name there, too. Yes, indeed. James is 65. In the 50s, what husband and wife formed the very successful production company known, James?
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Known as Desilu, you are right. Arnaz and Ball it is. James took a chance. It pays off with another five and a $30 lead. And, James, we have something very unusual and very lovely. Take a look at this.
James, this instant bargain should ring a bell. This great antique-style phone, a classic reproduction piece from the early days of talking on the telephone with some convenient modern features, furnished by the price of his toys. And it's normally priced at $1,600. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Isn't that nice? Very unusual. And it works. It's beautiful. May I? Thank you. That's great. Yes. Hello, E.T. Phone home. The problem with it is you can only... Oh, sorry. The problem is it's so old you can only get people who are dead on this phone. But No. It
great.
Is a working phone. It very unusual and a real working phone. $1,600 it would normally cost. Here, I amused myself on that one. It would cost $15. You have a $30 lead. You would still have a $15 lead. Beautiful antique working phone that comes equipped with $400 in cash, making it a $2,000 bargain for 15 bucks. Going once, going twice. He's going to buy the phone with the cash. A $2,000 bargain for $15. We knock it off his score, and he's got a three-question lead over John. Down to the wire we go right after this. He's gotten some buying, and he's got a $15 lead. James at 55, John at 40, Kendall at 10, and she's got a lovely prize, and we're back with this. For a quarter of a century, until his death in 1975, he was president of Nationalist China. Name him, John.
Mao?
No. Nationalist China? Chiang Kai-shek? You lose five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, John. Name the 19th century American poet who wrote, "O Captain, My Captain." That was Mao. No, that was Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman wrote Captain, My Captain. According to this hit musical's title song, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come to where? James.
The Cabaret.
Yeah, The Cabaret. Now we got a track. James goes to 60. Big $25 money card going up on the board with the third and final crack of the fame game at a famous place. I am a piece of unreal estate. Remember that. This is a famous place. I am a piece of unreal estate that originated in a novel, which was later made into a movie. Kendall.
Shangri-La.
Incorrect. Took a chance, but it did not pay off. It was worth a try. You don't lose anything. You're playing for that board, so you stay at 10. We'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. The working title of that novel was Fontenoy Hall. I have four large rectangular columns in front and generally fit the description of an antebellum southern mansion. James.
Tara.
Tara, you are right. From Gone with the Wind. Yeah.
I'm reading it right now.
James, $25 money card is where, Summer?
Behind the nine.
Right down on the line on the right, you've got three money cards to shoot for. Good luck.
Okay, that's the one I want, that 25 and...
Oh. Ooh, run by it, landed on seven. What does he get?
An answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse setting, and speakerphone from Green and Roberts.
Just what you wanted after buying a phone right before that, right?
Oh, that's right?
All right, we finish up the game now with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? James at 60, John at 35, Kendall at 10, but I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round Now, what is the last name of the U.S. president whose first name was Millard? James?
Fillmore.
Right. Name the insult comedian known as Mr. Warmth. James?
Don Rickles.
Right. Which eastern state is nicknamed the Garden State? John?
New Jersey.
Right. What precious metal has the chemical symbol PT? James?
Plutonium.
Wrong. In what season does the vernal equinox occur? Kendall?
Fall.
Wrong. Name the mischievous comic strip boy created by Hank Ketchum. James?
Dennis the Menace.
Right. In English history, who was known as Good Queen Bess? James?
Queen of Scots.
Wrong. What kind of animal is a spitz? John?
It's a dog.
Right. In the movie Reds, who starred as American columnist? John?
Warren Beatty.
Yes. What government agency is known as the FCC? James?
Federal Communications Commission.
Right. Which state uses the initials DE as the postal? James?
Delaware.
Right. Who wrote the bestsellers Firestarter and Pet Cemetery? John?
Stephen King.
Right. Name the ragtime composer who wrote the Maple Leaf. James?
Scott Joplin.
Right. In what Midwestern country is a native born? Time is up, and James has won it again with the speed line. Congratulations. For the moment, with those initials, FCC, we needed the C as well, Federal Communications Commission. You said it just as the judge was saying time, so we gave you credit for that, James. Back to the champion in a moment. In English history, Good Queen Bess was Queen Elizabeth, Elizabeth I to be exact, and the vernal equinox occurs in the other one, in the spring, yes. And a precious metal with a chemical symbol PT, that is platinum. Have to say goodbye to John and Kendall. John didn't pick up anything along the way. We thank you for joining us, and thank you for coming out from Tennessee to be with us.
Nice,
you're proud of your son. That's good. Kendall, you're not going home empty-handed with those beautiful knives and the cash in front of you, $346. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
James Reynolds joins me at the winner's board once again. Come on, James. Fourth crack at our winner's board. Well done. And you did some buying there that time, too. A couple of nice prizes still came out on top. Now the opportunity to get a Mexican cruise. There's a beautiful telescope. You like that, right?
I like it a lot.
And the china is lovely, and some wonderful artwork that I think you might enjoy as well. Jay will tell you about it.
Add a little color to your life with this beautiful piece of art. A limited edition lithograph entitled Four Ages of Love by the beloved Norman Rockwell. Signed and numbered by the artist. Furnished by Steve Stein Gallery. And this prize is worth $3,000.
Well, a signed Rockwell lithograph would not be bad at all.
Great thing to have.
That would be lovely, and I'm sure it'll go up in value. Well, right now, you're going up to the board, and again, when you make a match, that prize is yours. James, good luck. Start picking this time.
Thank you. Let's start out with number 13.
Number 13. Is it going to be a lucky 13? 3,000. Find the match. It would be.
How about number 9?
Number 9. We're looking for a match. Telescope.
How about number 3?
Number 3. And there's a trip, and that is a trip to Mexico.
Okay, I need one of those. How about number 4?
Number 4, ski package.
Number 18?
Number 18. Do we have a match now? We do with $8,000. Oh, what a lovely match. A lovely suitcase for you.
There you go.
Isn't that nice? $8,000. You don't mind that being a little heavy, do you?
Yeah,
that's right. With your gold barbells to build up the $3,000 in cash.
Hey.
Congratulations. Any idea what you might do with that, James?
Lots of ideas, yes. Oh. I won't mention anything.
Oh, okay. All right. You keep them to yourself. We congratulate you. What a great total this champion has. And he's topped off today's win with another $3,000 in cash. We'll be back to him. Add up the total right after this commercial timeout. Don't go away.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pay the taxes on that bone roll. Okay, great.
What were you saying to Dara?
I just thought it was quite funny because here she, when she comes up to him, she says, "Be careful, it's heavy." A 6'6" grown man, and she said that to him.
And little Dara said, "That's heavy." You don't mind the weight at all, do you? No, I didn't think so. James is doing great. He has got four beautiful prizes off that board. He could stay here till he clears that board of all of those prizes, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
And that would be a total of over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And there are still some great things up there, including, we're talking about cash that he got today. $10,000 is still up there, and he might get it next time. We'll find out. He'll be back to defend the title with $36,538. Still going strong. Paul Sandler says goodbye for now.
Bye, guys.
prices or manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.